now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host for this very special program. Very special indeed. There are hardly any programs like this at all. And in fact, I don't know if there's another one quite exactly like this. I call it Talk to a Pastor. Very nice program. I'm going to see if I can possibly help you today, because Lord knows we need a lot of help. Most people are in a very, very bad way because of wrong living. Now, when I say wrong living, I'm not wagging my finger and tusking and trying to, be judgmental or anything. I'm just saying that when people don't live properly, they start to deteriorate, and they can get away with it for quite a long time, but then all of a sudden, the piper has to be paid, as the old expression goes. You're all aware of the fact that people can eat junk food for a long time, especially when you're young. Some people can't get away with it for long, but some can. Some can't. They pay the dire consequences very quickly. Others can get away with it, but then all of a sudden, the piper has to be paid. They experience big-time health problems because of improper eating. You see what I mean? All right. Well, the same thing. So the same as with our bodies, so it is with our spirit, with our soul, with our mind. Now, let's look at our soul and our mind for just a moment, if you wouldn't mind, and see if you can agree with me that the deepest problems of we humans have to do with our mind and with our soul. For example, let's take, how about worry? How about doubt, fear, anxiety, depression, discouragement, unhappiness? See? Bitterness, and so on. All of these negative emotions. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have those? Wouldn't that be indeed very nice? It certainly would be. Well, can we assume, could we, or may I postulate? May I postulate, or may I make a hypothesis that the reason why people have all of these negative emotions is because they're making some sort of an error with their consciousness? See, we all have a consciousness. See, you can see, and you can also see that you see. You can hear, and you can hear that you can know that you're hearing. You can smell, and you can be aware of the fact that you're smelling. You see what I mean? So you can see something, and you can also perceive. You can hear something, but you can also understand. See? An animal can hear, but you can understand. Okay? All right. So you have a consciousness. You have an awareness. And with this, were you to abide by principles that would keep that would be protective of your consciousness, of your awareness, then that consciousness or that awareness would have a very nice effect upon you and your life. But if you don't obey or follow those principles, see, just like if you don't eat good, if you don't exercise, you don't eat proper food, you don't get enough rest, then there are consequences to be paid, you see? Likewise, if you don't abide by principles that would be good for your consciousness, well, then there are consequences to be paid, see? All right, so what I'm going to do after this important announcement is continue with this train of thought. And I shall bring up a couple of principles that you may be violating, not even knowing that you are doing so. And perhaps that will help you in your life. I shall be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Roland. Incidentally, I have a fabulous website and some blogs. A great website. We could call it my advice center. It's kind of a hub. You go there and it's got everything. It's got the meditation, which is free, incidentally. And you have access to my various blogs. I have a blog about worry, a blog about anxiety, a blog about relationships, a blog about parenting. I have a blog with some nice devotions. I have a blog about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And I have a blog called Talk to a Pastor, where you can actually go there, especially on Sunday, and you can chat with me. And if you're interested in the hub, the address of our hub, of our advice center, I'll tell you very soon. So listen in, have a pencil and paper handy. Now, we were talking about our awareness. Do you realize that you have an awareness? Do you realize that you have a consciousness? See, if I can help you to see that you have a consciousness, which is different than what animals have, if I can help you to see that, then maybe just seeing that will be the breakthrough that you need. See, a lot of people say, is there a God? And are we just animals and evolved from monkeys? And, you know, I don't know if there's a soul or not, and I don't know if there's God or not. Well, you know, if a person doesn't know, they just don't know. Maybe nobody has helped you to see that there is such a thing. See, a lot of people have talked about such things, and sad to say, a lot of the people that talk about such things are themselves, well, not perfect, of course, and a little bit hypocritical, perhaps, or not even very nice, and so they turn you off. So you reject them, and you also reject what they had to say. Okay? But anyway, let's talk about this soul or consciousness. Now look, I'll give you a little example. This is going to help you to see, maybe for the first time in your life, that you do have an awareness, that you have a soul, that God exists, see? And that you've been making some little boo-boos that you didn't know you were. See, I'm not blaming. That's why I'm not blaming or condemning, because you didn't know any better. But perhaps if I can show you, then you can stop making the boo-boos and your life will dramatically improve. You'll do a 180. Okay, now here's a little example, which I've given so many times, but it's a good one. I can teach a parrot to say 1 plus 1 equals 2. And before long, the parrot will be saying, 1 plus 1 equals 2, 1 plus 1 equals 2. Okay? But I can also, a child can, of course, memorize that 1 plus 1 equals 2. But the child can also see that 1 plus 1 equals 2. See, the child has a soul, an awareness, a consciousness to see the principle and understand. Oh, I see. I get it. You know, they call it the aha moment. I see 1 plus 1 equals 2. Then later you can say to the child, you know, what is 3001 plus 1? And the child will say 3002, because the child understands the principle. But the parrot does not understand the principle. See? But the child can. So the child doesn't have to memorize every possible, you know, way in which, you know, 1 plus 1 equals 2. You don't have to memorize, you know, 9001 plus 1 equals 9002, because the child understands the principle, and once she understands the principle, then she has it. It's hers. She owns it for life. You see what I mean? Well, that's a capacity of your soul to be able to see principle. Okay? All right. Now, so you see how wonderful that is? So, and that is why some people, okay, now, if that's a very basic thing, which just about any human can understand. I'm sure there are some humans, you know, maybe they're unconscious, or perhaps there are some humans that, you know, have been, you know, damaged quite a bit. They can't see it. But the average human being, even a little tiny child, can see that 1 plus 1 equals 2. Well, that's a very basic thing, okay? But by the same way, see? Now, how does a child know? Well, how do we know the 1 plus 1 equals 2? We see it, so you don't. Nobody has to show you, because you can see it for yourself. You see what I mean? The truth is, what do they say? The truth is self-evident? All right, that's because you have a soul. So if you can see that, isn't it possible that there are other things that you could also see? See? So in other words, you can train a child. You could teach a child to brush his teeth. And the child doesn't want to brush his teeth, and then you have to remind the child, you know, every day for maybe 1,000 times, you have to remind the child to brush his teeth. But then one day, the child sees for himself the wisdom of brushing his teeth. See? All right. Now, that's a very, 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 that's a capacity of the human soul. And so there are some people, see, now when you come to religion, some people have been taught, they've memorized certain, you know, scripture of some religion. And they've been taught that God exists and this and that. See? But they don't really see it, but they've been taught it. You see what I mean? I remember when I was a little boy, I went to Christian church when I was a little boy, and I heard the hymns. They were so beautiful. And I heard what the pastor had to say, and it was very nice, and I liked it a lot, but I didn't really see it for myself. See? I had a hunch when I was a little tiny child. I heard of the story of the Nativity, you know, where Christ was born, and the three wise men came, and so on. And I liked it. Something about it I liked, but I wasn't sure. Well, years went by, years and years. I went to college and, you know, didn't think about it at all. Didn't think about religion. You know, got busy, got involved in a career, did a lot of things, enjoyed sports, and didn't think about it at all. But then, all of a sudden, when I got to be about 39, and all of a sudden, I began to see some of these things for myself. And eventually I saw for myself, just like the child can see that 1 plus 1 equals 2, I began to see that, you know, God exists. And I began to see that Jesus was and is who he says he was, and so on. But that's because I see it for myself, see? But I never force it upon anybody, because if I did, it might just, you know, tempt to rebel against it. See, but I mention it gently, and perhaps one day you will see it for yourself. I shall be right back after this announcement.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're enjoying today's metaphysical discourse. I'm bringing philosophy and theology and metaphysics. I'm talking about it in such a way that you can actually understand it. See, if you go to college, you might take a course and have a great big thick book. And it's just, you know, sit around and study all night and take a test and then you forget it all. But what I'm doing is I'm bringing metaphysics. I'm making it alive for you. Okay? And theology. Now, let's... So we're talking about religion. People say, well, how do you know that God... People say, well, how do you know that Christ existed? Or how do you know that he was, you know, who he said he was? Or, you know, how do you... And then most people say, well, because I read it. You know, I read it in the Bible. I read it in a book. My minister told me. My Sunday school teacher told me. Somebody told me, see? That's how they know. That's how they've been told, see? That's what I've been told. That's what I read. See, but for me, it's not that. It's because I see it for myself. I see it. See, and then if here's a book, see, here's a holy book, here's somebody writing about it, see, and all they're doing is saying what I already know. See how that works? All right, so in other words, if you haven't seen it for yourself yet, well, that's okay. Just perhaps one day you will see it. Have it as a question. Wonder about it. Be interested in it. And wait, yearn to know the truth, and perhaps one day you will know. In fact, Christ promised. He said, seek and ye shall find. So if you really, really seek, if you really, 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 really want to know the truth, then you will discover the truth. Now, this brings us to an interesting topic, and that is an interesting subject, and that is why doesn't everybody see the truth? See? And the truth is, and the reason is because people don't love the truth. They avoid the truth. See, that's why whistleblowers are always persecuted, and even somebody, you know, like Copernicus came along and said, you know, that the Earth revolves around the sun. Why, what did they do? They gave him a real hard time. What he was saying was the truth, but it went against the grain. They didn't like it. There was something about it. They made them uneasy. See? And so likewise, people avoid the truth. They want to feel good. See? Or they don't mind phony truth or shallow truth, pretentious truth. Because it's easy to, it's like somebody that's very charming and personable and they like you and they slap you on the back, tell you how wonderful you are. It's easy to like them, see? But if somebody comes with the truth, well, if people don't love the truth, then they don't want to hear it. Now, that brings us to the next topic, and that is, remember I had said in the beginning of this lecture, I said, is it possible that just as some people might be eating junk food, and eventually causing their health to deteriorate, is it also possible that people are, those people are violating some principles, some health principles that would be good for them, see? And by violating those health principles, why they eventually end up having physical problems because of it? Well, could it be that people are also violating some spiritual principles that would keep their consciousness safe? See, their consciousness happy, their consciousness healthy. See, if you are, if you are anxious, if you are full of doubt, if you are resentful, see, doesn't this affect your, isn't this something about your consciousness? See? All right. So let's now, in the brief time that we have left, I'll tell you about these delicate principles that will help to keep your consciousness safe. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome. My name is Roland. Oh, earlier I mentioned that I have an advice center where you can have access to meditation, my books, my blogs. I have a blog about relationships and about marriage, a blog about PTSD, a blog about anxiety, a blog about overreacting and being upset all the time, see? In other words, the blog shows you how not to be upset. Okay, now let's talk about some of these basic principles, okay? Number one, we want to protect your mind. We want to protect your consciousness so you can be happy, see? Carefree, joyous, etc., etc. Number one, see? Don't overreact. See, most of us go around and we overreact. See, or we jump to conclusions, which we could also call judgment. We judge people harshly. Why is she going so slow? Oh no, is she going to write a check? Doesn't she know this is the fast express lane? Oh, why can't the light turned green. What's the matter with that? See what I mean? We judge very harshly. Oh, look at her or look at him. See? Then we start judging members of our family. Judge your husband, for example. See? So that's also a form of overreaction. So who wrote the book? Somebody wrote a book, said, "Don't Sweat the Small Stuff." Became a very popular book because people intuitively sense that it's true, don't you? See? Remember I said a little child can see that 1 + 1 = 2? Well, can't you also see not to sweat the small stuff? You see it, don't you? Take life easy. Don't get upset. You know that, right? That's it. You give people that advice yourself. Take it easy. Don't worry. See? But then what do? Then you worry. You get upset. You become angry. Now, why is that? Well, I'll tell you another little principle, and this was probably one you've been violating your whole life and nobody ever taught you, although when I mention it, you will probably see, although you may not, but you may see that what I'm saying is true. If you do, it's good for you. And that principle is this. Don't resent. See, it's resentment that makes you overreact. It's resentment. See? That's the thing. What is resentment? It's a little bit of hate. It also often has a little pinch of judgment with it. So you resent the person who in front of you who's writing a check. You resent the person who's slow. You resent your husband. You resent your kids. You resent your boss. You resent your coworker. See? Resent, resent. So the principle is don't resent, see? Or we could say it another way. Christ said, forgive. They said, how many times should we forgive? I forget what he said. What did he say? 1,000 times, 7 times, 1,000? I don't know. I can't remember what he said. But what he basically meant was always, always forgive. Now, what does forgiveness mean? Now you understand what forgiveness means. You'll have to listen to this again and again and again until it sinks in. Forgiveness doesn't mean pretending everything is fine and shoving it all under the rug and pretending, you know, that you like somebody when you don't. No. Forgiveness means not resenting them. not judging them in the first place. Observing error without resentment. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, there you have it, Leighton. I gave you one principle, maybe the best one of all, for protecting your consciousness, your mind, and yes, eventually your health, too. Perhaps your very soul. Don't resent. Let go of resentment. Watch for it. Let it pass. I can tell. Oh, yes, where to go? Go to commonsensecounseling.org. www.commonsensecounseling.org. Okay? Common Sense Counseling. It's all one word, no dashes or spaces. commonsensecounseling.org. And I can teach you how not to be resentful. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.